still hurts to laugh. One last dream I'll have to have. This household mirror's seen 100 years. It's watching us walk down the stairs. All for the last, for the first, and for the last, and for the first. For the first, and for the last, and for the last.
No, I don't understand that. Long neck.
With a long neck and a short rope.
A long neck and a short rope.
I don't know.
I'm not exactly, I mean, you know, it's just, it's catchy, but I just don't know what it means in the context of what you're saying.
I can't really say one word.
And the radio tower. So, you know, so it makes me think, so you're climbing up, and if you've got a long neck and a short rope, then you probably land on your feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
Well, that's a good thing.
Loose friend, bad jokes, I don't know, something about,
well, that's
something that makes you really uncomfortable.
Or just goofy people with bad senses of humor.
You know, kids would climb fire towers and radio towers, and they get up there, and it was kind of a suicidal sort of, even if it wasn't, it was still completely reckless. But then near Mundelein, where we used to go out and see them, there was a lot of missile silos from the Cold War. So, you know, we'd be out there messing around, maybe having a beer out in this field. And I never saw them, but there was a trail of cement trucks that would pull up in the middle of the morning. And these farmers would come out from their farms and drive in the cement trucks and fill the missile silos. And they weren't really farmers. They were posing as to be farmers. And it was the end of the Cold War. And the original satellite photography in that area in Illinois is all Russian. Was it LSAT or something? Whatever. I don't know. That's lots of love. But there's a name for it. And it was all Russian intelligence stuff. But I don't know what it means in terms of a song. It's just some... That actually was omitted for the most part, but...
You wrote that song.
Yes. Sometimes there was another part that I omitted, and my friend Mike did this beautiful bass interlude thing, but I was trying to work in another melody where it would be like... I couldn't find any words for that, so it had to go. Or it did something. But here's kind of... First words mixing with the last.
So how do you do this chord chemistry that you're doing? I mean, are you like, okay, down there I understand. When you start moving up like that. What is that? You know? How do you do that?
Practice.
Okay.
I've been playing like 15,000 hours.
So way down there.
But you look at voices, so I mean, it's a C chord.
Yeah, well, how is that a C chord?
You got your root and your third. Oh,
right, okay, that's what Fred was teaching me. Yeah. So we were just going into intervals and triads when we stopped. So I don't know what intervals and triads are, but I know that root, you know, if the root is a C... One, four, and five, is that how it goes? C, D, E, F, C, F, and G or something? Or is that a different concept?
No, you're right there. C, E, G.
Okay, so that's what you're doing.
You kind of practice what you need.
It's right.
Like, there's a whole bunch of stuff and techniques that you could get into, but it's like, eh. What do I need to do?
You have to take lessons, or did you teach yourself?
I took lessons for 4 years out of 19. No, 20 now. It's a 2019.
You know Leon Russell?
Not well.
But you know his music a little bit?
Sorry.
Well, anyway, so he was at Woodstock, and he's an accomplished musician who's been around like as long as probably, I don't know, the Rolling Stones and the Beatles and stuff like that. And he came to Orlando and his lead guitarist was just ripping on a Fender Stratocaster. And I'm right in the middle of my second year of lessons with Fred. Mm-hmm. And I said, let's talk about pentatonic scales. You know, I was talking with him and he goes, I have no idea what you're talking about. He goes, I don't know what any of that stuff is. I just play my guitar. He just, you know, he says, I don't know any theory at all. None, you know. I know how all this works from playing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's basing the theory on something.
Yeah, maybe, you know, through experience, he's got his own set of rules that he works with.
It's also kind of arbitrary. I mean, octaves don't even hold up. As you start with an octave, like these are what they call even-tempered instruments, the piano and the guitar. So the octaves are all spaced evenly, but the natural true octaves get smaller and smaller over the range. So if you're playing intervals according to their true, like, natural pitch and string sort of string harmonic overtone series, they don't hold up. So I mean, I think it's a system, and it's okay that it's just a system. But you know what I mean?
Welcome. That's it.
Even.
That's all right. No, I'm trying to
cook something. Let's see. I'm trying to figure out another song, maybe. So dramatic.
Oh, yeah.
Spinning colored. job. I can outrun in these shoes, but every time I do, nothing is proved. Could you stop staring stars?
That's some very disturbing chord chemistry there. Yeah, but it's not... It's, see, that's much cleaner than what you were playing.
Oh.
See, yeah.
What do you think about that? Beep, ba, da, ba, like...
Yeah, so the rhythm really changes it. I've got nothing to play. I've got nothing to play, though.
Yeah.
I don't know what I can play.
I don't know about disturbing.
Well,
it's cluster chords. It's like the like.
Right. Discord.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, discord. And at the same time, your lyrics are, you're jumping into the fire for a job. Or,
I don't know. That's going to be crossed out. But there's some, like, down through the... I don't know. There's something about looking for campsites and then where the good campsites would be. There's roads and civilization. And then there's
chop down a forest, build a street, and name it after the trees, or name it after the forest.
Yeah, that's very true. Like Muddy Hill or something.
Yeah, Spruce Street.
Yeah, Spruce Village. I don't know what's gonna stay. That's. But here's some more color chords. For the melody, I really like, but the lyrics were kind of in here. I try and sing them as convincingly as I can, but they're half ripped off and half. Similar color chords. Sleeper. color, the tensions of the melody against. That's what, but sometimes you end up, right, you got this great melody, but you can't, so it's don't always come out right, but yeah, that's I should rewrite it forever. Anyway, anyone else know some songs? Thanks for hanging in there. And indulging me a bit, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Well, I got 21 minutes of that.
Sneaky guy.
Uh-huh. Well, I wouldn't want to make you self-conscious.
No, that's the recording engineer fashion. You say. Hey, can you roll this next one? Oh, I've been rolling.